This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 21st. God's word to you today is Jesus heals. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 16, verses 17 to 18 from the King James Version, and it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Jesus heals. This is our study over the next couple of days. When and how have you experienced the healing of Jesus in your own life? How has God used you to minister healing to someone else? I want you to think about these two questions and share your experience with someone today. Jesus heals, and you would be amazed at how many people need to hear you attest to God's healing power. Please study Mark chapter 1, verses 32 to 42. This will also be the anchor scripture for the duration of this study. We owe the next generation the word of God. Sadly, the only thing some of us are handing down to our children is our anger, our resentment, our bitterness, our impulsiveness, our foolishness. We have to deliberately hand over the legacy of the word of God to our children, and it is never too late. Are you alive? Yes, you can start now. Do I get an amen? From our study, we see that after ministering, Jesus retreated to pray. When he was praying, his disciples came to meet him and told him the whole town was looking for him. Some of us would have been tempted, if we were Jesus, to go back there and be the local champion. But Jesus chose instead to continue on his mission. Sometimes we get lured into a place that people want us to be, and we fail to realize that that is not necessarily where God wants us to be. We get lured into a place where the whole town is looking for us, but it is not necessarily where God wants us to be. We get lured into a place of popularity, but it is not necessarily where God wants us to be. But Jesus, because he was in tune with God, knew that he had done his bit and needed to move on. This is why you and I have to consistently stay in the place of prayer and the place of connection with heaven. To heal is to become healthy again. To recover is to return to a normal state of health, mind, and strength. This season, you will experience a full recovery in the name of Jesus. We have a resource on mental health on the GFH podcast on iTunes. It is a really powerful resource, and we are grateful for the number of people that Jesus has set free through this resource. God wants us to fully recover, not just in our bodies, but in our minds. God wants us to fully recover, not just in our minds, but in our strength, in our passion, and our every area of our lives. So shall it be. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for full recovery and for your healing power upon me. As I speak about your power, let your healing flow in my sphere of influence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.